Utah's water development community celebrated a milestone Wednesday that was half a century in the making. KUER's Judy Face has more.
The drizzle doesn't seem to be dampening the spirits of dozens of people gathered outside the River Flow Control Building here at the mouth of Provo Canyon.
And what's happening today is we're celebrating for the first time the delivery of Colorado River water into the Great Basin.
That's Gene Shawcroft, general manager for the Central Utah Water Conservancy District. The water shooting from a tunnel behind him was captured 80 miles away in the Uinta Mountains. It was headed for the Colorado River, but it's here now because of $3.5 billion from the federal government and Utah taxpayers. Shawcroft says the newly completed tunnel represents 50 years of planning and engineering and building and politicking from Utah to Washington, D.C.
The Central Utah Project really is a hallmark of the faith and the ingenuity of Utahns in general.
This water buffers the Salt Lake and Utah valleys against water shortages, and it allows the Wasatch Front to grow. The Water District wants federal funding to help with some finishing touches. Reed Murray oversees the CUP for the U.S. Department of Interior.
Certainly we don't have the funding that we've had in the past, and I see in the future our participation funding will be smaller.
But Murray remains hopeful. The CUP was supposed to be done next year under legislation Congress passed over two decades ago. But the deadline's fuzzier now because finishing the project will require another $500 million or so. Judy Fays, KUER News.